We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, Houston. What's going on? Rick Hamlin and Clint Sterner, and we are going to take you home, baby. We were at practice this morning, and Clint Sterner, before practice, it was a big morning in the Kamla household. It was a milestone day.
Tell me about it, please.
My 14-year-old Jalen is at Cinco Ranch High School in ninth grade. I sent my second-born son today off to high school.
Nice.
Not grade school, not junior high or middle school.
You talking about them birds and the bees
school.
Yet? You talking about them birds and the bees yet, baby?
Yeah. We've had that talk. He's enlightened.
He's taking a little Kamla juice over there at the Cinco Ranch. I see you, baby.
So, like, a just crazy, surreal, like I'm a dad. A lot of you dads and a lot of you moms can relate to that, man. No matter where your kid is or kids are with their ages, but I sent my son off to high school today.
Man,
I'm tripping out about that.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got about, I don't know, probably about 20 years before I have that feeling, baby. I'll call you whenever it comes around for old Dirty Red.
You keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing. I lit the lamp a couple of times. So I got a couple of kids, and I love them to death, man. And my 14-year-old, he's at Cinco Ranch High School right now.
The old bulb didn't burn out, huh? My boy lit the lamp, and the bulb didn't burn out. I thought it'd be one of them old flickers for you. You pull the old cord and that old bulb just flicker a couple times. You got one of them old 75-watt suckers that are screaming at us.
That's right.
High school today. Wow, man. Congrats, brother. Congrats. Clearly.
Thank you. He's almost out of the house, right? That's one way to look at it.
Clearly, you've done a hell of a job, man. You got him in Houston. You've done him a huge favor there, by the way, no doubt about it. He'll greatly appreciate that one of these days. He's going to learn about these Texas roots, and he's going to greatly appreciate it. And you got him in high school, baby. High school in South Texas is a special place, I tell you.
South Texas in Texas is a special place. Quick shout out to all y'all listening, man. You all are the friendliest bunch of people that I've ever met in my life. Friendlier than Minnesota, where I'm from. Way friendlier than the Northeast, where I spent 6 years with NBA TV. And quite a bit friendlier than people in Georgia and people in Atlanta, where I spent 11 years with NBA TV. So shout out to you. I love you. I'm happy to be here. Let's talk some football.
Let's rock and roll, man. You know where we were at
today. Joint practice this morning.
Yeah, you know where we were at today, man. And another joint practice with the Detroit Lions. Clearly, Bill O'Brien, you know, his background with the Patriots, he crossed paths with Matt Patricia, the head coach of the Lions. And the Lions are in town right now, too. I guess it's 3 days. What is today? I don't even know what today is. Wednesday. So 3 days before the Saturday game. So just like in Green Bay, they'll go joint practice Wednesday, joint practice Thursday, off day Friday, game Saturday.
That's it, dude.
And so, yeah, man, joint practice number one is in the books. And DeAndre Hopkins was asked about it after practice.
Going against your team is fun, but, you know, we go against those guys every day. So being able to go up against other guys like Darius Slay, you know, last week it was a pretty good corner as well. So, you know, I feel like, you know, that's what we want. And, you know, competing, that's what we live for.
Yeah, look, anytime that these guys, these superstars, can get a chance to go against another team superstar. He mentioned, Hop mentioned Darius Slay. I know, you know, last week we talked about David Bakhtiari and who's the other right tackle?
Bulaga.
Bulaga. We talked about those two. J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless getting a chance to test their skills against those kind of guys. That's extremely valuable for these veterans, these superstars in the league, to kind of gauge where they're at. Hey, do I need to ramp up camp the next 2 weeks, or am I right on pace? And it's all based off of what you do against other superstars. And then, as we've mentioned, we've cussed it, we've discussed it, we've chopped it up to no end. This is critical, critical work for these young dudes and even these veterans that are on the bottom third of this roster trying to get a spot.
It was really fun to watch 10 go against 23, DeAndre Hopkins against Darius Slay. You can tell that there is mutual respect, no fear at all. But nothing chippy, not like Andre Rison and Deion Sanders back in the day, you know, be slapping each other and all that kind of stuff. This was just two dudes that wanted to sharpen their skills against the best competition in the NFL. Very entertaining to watch.
Don't speak too soon, Tricky Rick, because our boy Hopkins, Nuke Hopkins, got into it last year. Was it last year or the year before, B-Mac, when he got into it with D'Angelo Hall?
That would have been 2015.
The 2015? It was that long ago? Damn, yeah, time is flying. I didn't even know Nuke was in the league that long. Damn. 2015.
All those trips to the river, man, to make it all bleed together.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I can't wait for the next one, baby. When it all just runs together because tequila time on the river, ooh-wee, your boy's living right. That's right. That's right, B-Mac.
And you sip it. You don't shoot it, right?
Yeah, well, it just depends on if you're feeling a little frisky and the lady says, hey, go on, knock one back, then I knock one back. But, yeah, I usually sip it, yeah.
I understand. I thought you had a hard and fast rule that I'm a sipper, not a shooter.
Oh, it's not a hard. Nothing's hard and fast. I mean, well, as far as rules go, nothing's hard and fast right there, Tricky Rick. You know what I mean? So, yeah, when the tequila's involved, when that high-quality tequila's involved, sometimes you get a little excited and you got to knock one back, but for the most part, you're sipping. There's no doubt.
We're Clinton Campbell, man, just getting rolling here. So it was fun to watch Nuke Hopkins and Darius Slay, but let's get to it, man. The Jadeveon Clowney of it all. Ladies and gentlemen, we are officially on Clowney Trade Watch 2019. It could go down at any time, or it might not, and the plot thickened a little bit when Bill O'Brien was asked about it after practice today.
We haven't really seen him since the end of the season. So, you know, I really don't know. I can do my best to answer your question, but, you know, really don't know. When he arrives, you know, we'll handle it when he arrives. But that's his prerogative. You know, he doesn't have to be here right now. That's part of the franchise tag and all those different things. So, we'll do the best we can.
Appears to be a little different, not harsh may be the wrong term, but a little more harsh message or response than, well, we can't wait for him to get here. We want him to be here. We want him to be part of this team.
He sounds impatient.
A little different message right there.
Clock is ticking, yeah, JD. I mean, 'cause look, we need you.
Look, Tricky, there's nothing that bothers. Ross Tucker said it yesterday. Nothing irritates coaches, true coaches, which Bill O'Brien is a true on-the-field coach. Not a manager. Not he doesn't oversee things. He's a true on-the-field coach at heart. And there's nothing that irritates these guys more than having to answer questions about contracts, about injuries, about guys that aren't on the field. And I think he's done a good job to this point of kind of holding his water and saying all the right things, where today you could tell the tone changed a little bit. And again, I think the concern is growing as we get closer to that Cowboy preseason game, of which he was initially intending on reporting the day after.
So we've had a lot of rumors, a lot of speculation. Yesterday we were taking on really a carnival ride in terms of the rumor about Miami. Ooh, we find out that Jadeveon Clowney denied a trade to the Miami Dolphins. John McClain of the Chronicle in 610 talking about he'd be surprised if Clowney wasn't traded before the start of the season. And it took another turn after practice this morning. Listen to B.O.B.
There was a lot of speculation about him being traded. Are you hearing all that?
No, not at all.
You got anything to say about it?
Nope.
Still expecting him to be here.
At some point, yeah. At some point, he'll come in, I believe. But, I mean, that's up to him.
So, that was John McClain, of course, who does he does a great job of playing tennis with head coach Bill O'Brien, because it takes savvy, it takes credibility, and it takes years and years of doing that to get that close and play tennis with a head coach like that. That's just a rare scenario. But Bill O'Brien said that he's unaware of the speculation and the rumors and all of that. I mean, I'm having a hard time believing that, because I think Bill O'Brien is a conscientious, detail-oriented guy. And this is really the talk of the NFL. This is one of the top five stories, I would say, in the National Football League right now.
There's no doubt about it. It's a slow time in the middle of camp outside of injuries, major injuries. Your topics of conversation are going to be Ezekiel Elliott, Jadeveon Clowney. Who else is holding out there? Melvin Gordon. There's a several
you got
guys
Antonio
that are
Brown
out there
living holding, in the headlines.
AB in his feet. So you've got a couple
Clowney's
of
right
actual,
up there.
You've got a couple of actual camp stories with AB that are of note, but for the most part, it's going to be the guys about contracts, holdouts, franchise tags. And so, look, here's what we know about the Clowney situation, right, is that It's a toxic situation. We covered that all day yesterday about the relationship was fractured because he wasn't long-term. The relationship was cracked even furthermore when the potential Miami trade comes out. Whether it's true or not, I believe where there's smoke, there's fire. The guy's being shopped. I believe his agent group is shopping him. I believe that the Texans are shopping him. It's a toxic, toxic situation. And I just wonder at this point in time, Trick, is that such a toxic situation that you do everything you can to keep from getting to the point where you've got to reintroduce this guy to the locker room? Or is he talented enough? Is he wanted enough in the Texans' locker room? Does he bring enough to the table from an ability standpoint to plug him right in and just take the bad with the good?
Clint, about an hour from now, I'm going to take a really deep dive with you on that at about 3:15. But what I will tell you right now, I think that the Texans are going to find out that they are stuck with Jadeveon Clowney. And he's a hell of a player. That's not the perfect way to phrase it. But Michael Lombardi, who we had on, a famed NFL insider, he tweeted out, Clowney is being shopped. I mean, he's plugged in. We had him on. He was fantastic. So I believe that that is happening with Jadeveon Clowney. Phone calls are being made. Phone calls are being received. Now, in terms of can they welcome him back, what the Texans can't do is make a dumb, impulsive trade with Jadeveon Clowney where what they get in return is not – I mean, it's got to be at least like 90 cents on the dollar. It can't be him out of here at 60 cents on the dollar.
I don't know that I'm buying that. I don't know that I'm buying all that chatter, all that smoke about giving him away at 25 cents on the dollar, 75 cents on the dollar. I don't know if I buy all that. I understand the timing's not ideal. Everybody always wants to look in the rearview mirror and go, well, man, you should have done it this way or you should have done it at that time. Man, hindsight's 2020. I don't want to hear from that group.
A hindsight part of this thing yet. We're in the middle of it right now. We're not past it.
But we talk about it like I'm talking about the ideal situation of when he could have been moved. Everybody's talking about, oh, well, you should have done it before the July 15th. Well, no crap. You should have done it before the July 15th. I mean, why live in hindsight? The fact of the matter is you're in the position that you're in right now, and I'm not buying. Now, is it more difficult to move him? Sure. But I'm not buying that the other 30 teams, I'm subtracting the Texans and the Dolphins, I'm not buying that the other 30 teams in the league look at this and go, boy, we really got the Texans by the tail. We really can't get this top-tier player for nothing. I don't buy that. I mean, is it a tough situation? Yeah. But I don't jive with the conversations about are the Texans going to give him away for 25 cents on the dollar. No, man, that's not even an option.
But to your point, though, and I agree with you, Clint, but you made it sound like they got to get him out of here. Like bring this toxic situation into this locker room.
You don't have to get him out of
there.
So if
you're that desperate about
conversation.
It, so that if you're that desperate about it, maybe you do trade him for 50 cents on the dollar, 40 cents on the dollar.
That's just pure foolish. You got one of the best defensive linebackers, hybrid linebackers in the league right now. You don't give him away for 99 cents on the dollar. You get good value for the guy.
I just don't think that's going to be out there at this time. I think that Jadeveon Clowney is going to be a Texan this year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.